Father, we do need you tonight. Lord, I needed you yesterday. I needed you today. I'm going to need you tomorrow. We're going to run to you. You are the only one that can answer our problems and heal us and make things whole. There's nothing that's too hard for you, God. And we know you love us. And love does things. We thank you for healing all of our hurts, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, or emotionally. We declare, Lord, in you, we're whole. And you watch over your word to perform it. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord God, that we are the children of God. And you will never forsake us. Give us all strength and understanding. And fill with your spirit and the fruit of your spirit, love, joy, peace, all those. And Lord, we thank you for the gifts of the Spirit as well. That bring miracles and healings and words and prophecies. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen. Jesus has got a hug for all of us tonight. Receive it. He's here. He loves you. He knows what we're going through. And he's been to the middle of this. He's come back to get us through it. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for all that he is and all that he's doing. Amen. Okay. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. We've been talking about the reality of the resurrection and eternity. You know, we think we know all these things, but sometimes we forget, sometimes we don't know all we think we know. That's a good place to tell your neighbor he's talking about you. So anyway, but it's true. We tend to forget. Things that we think we know are always constant. We have to feed that faith as well. Resurrection. Well, we know about that. Well, do we? I've learned a lot in the last 2 or 3 weeks about the resurrection. Things I did not know or did not realize or understand. Then when he came out of the tomb, I came with him. And as Ephesians told us, as we studied the other night or other day, we've been raised up together to sit with him in heavenly places. Well, I knew that. Well, are we experiencing that? Are we having just head knowledge, or is it experiential in our own hearts and minds and lives? Is that a part of my being tomorrow and tonight? Is that who I am? I know it's going to be all right. God's got this, but I'm putting my faith to it. I'm not letting go. I'm getting stronger. I know who I am. I'm free. There's resurrection in your soul tonight because you're joint heirs with Jesus. Amen. Your body may die, but your spirit's going to live for eternity. Amen. Okay, here we go. And when the Sabbath, now this is, Jesus has died and he was buried. And now, everybody say it's the third day. Oh man. Can you imagine? Jesus told them all, on the third day I'll rise. But he's told us a lot of things too in the Bible, and we don't get very excited about it because we're just really not real sure. But to their credit, they'd never seen somebody resurrected from the dead before. But guess what? When Jesus said something, he's going to do it. Amen. He said, on the third day, I'll rise again. Still love that song, Wanda. I'll rise again. Great, great song. We must get some dust off that album and play it. Glory to God. But to experience him, and then the way he left on the cross, put into a tomb, a big stone rolled in front, they would never see him again. That's disheartening, but the story's not over. And it's not over for any of us either. He's still alive. And he's still going to take care of us. Amen? Praise God. So let's be strong. And when the Sabbath was passed, Sabbath being the Saturday, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Everybody said, you got that in your mind? We've been doing that since Bible school. Well, we thought we did. You get to listen to Rick Renner a little bit, you learn a lot. But as we look at this, this is what they were going to do. Verse 2. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, that's Sunday, they came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Now, Resurrection Sunday, or Easter, we might all say, is always somebody's having a sunrise service. Oh, that's where they get it. At the rising of the sun. At the rising of the sun. Well, I got news. He's already up. Amen. All right, verse 3. And they said among themselves, who is it? It's the three women who are coming to anoint his body, as the custom was. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? Now this stone was not a pebble. It was a huge stone. It took grown men, more than one, to roll it in and out of the way. And they probably knew there were some guards there. I'm not sure the Bible doesn't say about that, but there were guards there too as well. And so, you know, I get tickled at some women I know that sometimes leap before they think. Now, if that was us men, Larry, we'd have us a tractor and a rope, and we'd have everything planned out. Now, we may not know what to do after we got the rock moved, but the women got it all done, all put together, and here we go. Now, who's going to move the rock? But whatever, y'all, male or female, whatever you do intentionally for God, he will make a way. Peter gave Jesus his boat one day. That was a pretty good deal on his part, don't you think? Yeah, he got to retire from fishing, Karen. And he got to follow Jesus around for 3 years and then preach to the whole world. Amen. They said to themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the sepulcher? Verse 4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. For it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man. Everybody say young man. So the young men in heaven, old men in heaven, hallelujah. There's all kind of people in heaven. But a young man. And there must be a purpose for that, but I don't know what it is. So, I don't know everything. They saw a young man sitting on the right side. It must be a reason he's on the right side. Clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. Or they were scared witless. I haven't said affrighted in a long time. I probably couldn't say it 3 times in a row. They were affrighted. They were scared. They were, you know, here's this angel. But it's a young man. And he tells them, he talks to them. Verse 6. And he said to them, be not affrighted. Look, King James. Oh, we don't have to talk like that in heaven. He said to them, be not affrighted. Some people think you will. But he said to them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. Now, here come some words, buddy. Here, it's about to hit him in the face. What he said has come to pass. Their prayer is answered. Our prayers are answered. Why? Because he is risen. Oh my God, all our problems went away. He is risen. He's not here. Behold the place where they laid him. Can you imagine what's going through their mind? Verse 7, please. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter. Why would that be in there like that? Was Peter not a disciple? He was. He was one of the main guys. But you see, he had denied Christ. He thought his life was over. He went and hid. But once God has called you, he never forgets about you. He wants Peter to be sure and come too. That he goeth forth before you into Galilee. Jesus is going before him in Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. I can just hear him. Did you sleep during that sermon? You didn't hear that part? You didn't have a pen, you didn't take notes? What Jesus says is important, y'all. Amen. Verse 8. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Needless to say. Neither said they anything to any man, but the angel said to go tell the disciples. But they didn't tell anybody, for they were afraid. Verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Now I don't know what the sequence is here, but he's going to talk to Mary Magdalene. It's my favorite scripture in the Bible. She goes to the garden looking for Jesus. He's not there. And she sees this guy. She thinks it's the gardener. And she said, where did you lay him? What have you done with him? And he said, she knew who he was. But when he said, Mary, she'd heard that before. That's the voice. We know the voice of Jesus. You know his name. He knows your name. He said, Mary. And Mary does something that religion will tell you never to do. She went to hug him. He's huggable. He embraced people. Little children love to sit in his lap. But now you go to church where, you got to. Don't dare do anything where you can't move. Don't touch me. But he said, don't touch me because I've not yet ascended to the Father. So she didn't. But she's used to doing it. The Last Supper. John, the beloved disciple, is laying over on his chest. He washed their feet. He's very personal. And he loves being with his children. He's here tonight. And he wants to hug you. So just let him do it. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. 10, please. And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. Now she went back to tell the disciples, who are supposed to know. They've been with this man for 3 years. And they had never seen him not do what he said. But they were mourning and weeping, and they were afraid as well. Verse 11. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, the wheel just ran off the wagon. This is a good story to write now. These are the 12, or the 11. Judas is not there. They believe not. And Jesus got really mad. I don't think he liked it, but he didn't do that. After that, he appeared in another form unto 2 of them. Now, who was that? You've been there, Wanda. Road to Emmaus. The the road to Emmaus. He just pulls up beside these two guys. What are y'all doing? Well, and you heard? Jesus was crucified. I hadn't heard. You see, he appeared in another form. Did y'all see that? So Jesus can show up in his work clothes, or he can show up like in the King of Glory. So he's capable of doing that. I can only imagine what Anne's wardrobe's going to look like in heaven. Oh my God. She'd be another form every day. Well, she is already sometimes, you know. And after that, he appeared into another form unto the two of them as they walked and went into the country. 13. Before we start reading this, those are the two men to the road to Emmaus. They didn't know who he was, but he began to share about who Christ was in the scripture. And they said, our hearts burned because of the way he could teach it and told them all about Jesus. Well, he was Jesus. Well, they invite him in, and they sat down to have a meal, and you know the story. They still didn't know who he was till he broke bread. It's just some things some people do that you know who they are. I mean, you've been around a person so long enough, they have mannerisms, they do things a certain way sometimes probably. And when the bread was broken, of course, that meant his body was sacrificed as well. But anyway, they knew who he was, and he was gone. Come back. Come on back. We need to talk some more. Come on back. I got more bread. Come on back. But he didn't. And they went back to the disciples. Let's read on. And they went, the two men, and told it to the residue, King James again, or the disciples that are there. Neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11. Now, he's about to show up and straighten them out. Amen? And when it gets down to it, when we don't believe, I believe this, y'all. I believe he'll show up in the midnight hour. I believe he'll be there. Comes down to it. If we're just hard-headed, he'll do what it takes. And we've all probably been there one time or another. After he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. Now, he didn't knock on the door. He didn't say, I'm the big bad wolf, please let me in. He just said, phew. He appears in the room. I'm wondering, Dina, if this is Mary's house. Could be. Mary's house was not his mother Mary, but anyway, it was where Pentecost happened there. It's where Jesus washed her feet. I've been in that room years ago. I didn't know then what I know now, and it had significance, but if I'd have known, put two and two, I just didn't know it. And the guy didn't tell us. But anyway, I've been in that house. And they say it's the house. Anyway, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. I wonder what the word upbraided means. It doesn't sound very good. He got on to them. You hard-headed peck of woods. You numbskull. He probably didn't say any of that. But he just got on to them. Upbraid them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And here's where we want to start. I guess Sunday. Because he is resurrected, and now he's about to speak to them. Not only is he going to speak to them, he's going to speak to us. So a lot about to happen right here. I want you to get a hold of the despair that was around them for these 3 days. He was crucified, dead, and buried. They saw it. And it's impossible to come back from that. Well, he raised Lazarus up. They saw something. But the one that raised him up is not there. He's dead. Oh. So that brings a little more strategy in. God is God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's got a glorified body. He can change form. He can come through the walls. Because he told Mary, don't touch me. I got to go to see the Father because I'm fit to get a new body. She didn't even know him. If anybody would know him, she would know him. But she knew his voice. Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, there's a lot of creatures out there that need preaching to. And we're about to learn some more the next time we get together. Holy Spirit really wants us to know these things. There's an onslaught against the church. We know this. But for those that know who they are in Christ, have faith in God, know the Apostles' Creed, we need to know what this is. This is what we believe. This is the foundation, the Apostles' Creed. That way the enemy can't deceive you if you know what the Bible says. And then as we continue to go on in time, we'll be fine. Because God's got us and we got God. I will not be deceived. Amen? But we got to know the Word of God. You can't just say that out of your own natural strength. You're no match for the devil in the natural. But in your spirit and by the Word of God, he's no match for you. Greater is he is in you than he is in this world. We've got to know that. And it's one other thing I want to mention. And I prayed this prayer the other day at prayer, 5 o'clock. And anyway, I hadn't thought about this. But as we were praying, I prayed, Lord, I pray for the gift of discernment to come full front for the church at this hour. We need to know what's happening in the spirit world. We need to know who our enemy is. And false teaching and all these kinds of things is happening right in our little neighborhoods. Right? False teaching, things are happening. We got to know who we are or we will be condemned. I didn't say we're going to hell, but I said you'll pay a price. I will pay a price. Amen? Let's bring those prayer requests down. Thank you all for being so nice tonight, and thank all of you for coming. And God is good. Tomb is empty, y'all.
Amen.
He's alive. He's risen. We are the group of the whole world that has a risen Savior. Buddha ain't coming back. Is this it? One more? Okay. Hallelujah. God is good. I just love the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who wrote all that? That sure is nice handwriting. Except for these last three names. It looks like I wrote that. Hallelujah. My goodness, y'all. Let's just make sure we're in the right. Let's make sure we're in the right spirit before we pray. This is serious business. Somebody's hurting tonight. Some of you are in here. And we're about to ask the resurrected one to heal us all. In every area of life. Amen? And to dominate on this planet. We're not here just to beat down. We're here to take over. We're here to have dominion. Arise. Arise. Take up your bed and walk. Arise and fulfill your purpose and your full potential. Arise and give a shout to the Lord. Arise and declare Jesus is Lord of all. Arise, O church. Arise. You people that we're praying for right now, arise. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus, you know everyone here. You know everyone on this list. We're asking you by the Holy Ghost, angels of God, however, Lord God, we stand in the gap of our faith, Lord God, are going to move mountains tonight. Bring healing to shoulders, healing to broken bones, healing to finances, healing to spiritual depression. Healing, healing. We are the healed of the Lord. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, may your grace, your mercy, your strength, and your love cover us, saturate us, overflow in us, that, Lord God, we would know. We would know without a doubt that Jesus is alive tonight.
Yes.
And he will prove his presence with signs following. Following who? Us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
There be no doubt. Jesus wins.
Thank you, Father.
Pays the price. Heals the sick. Cleanses the leper. Takes away any shame. Any shame. Takes it away. You suffered the shame on the cross. Lord God. Lord, as far as me and my house and all of us, we will praise the Lord. We will serve him. And Lord God, you watch over your faithful ones. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It may show up, but it's going to have to go. Until then, we count it all joy. And we thank you, Lord God. And our confession is, we win. We win. We win. I don't care what it looks like or smells like. We win. Tomb's empty. In the name of Jesus, everybody said amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. So if the board will meet with me in...